Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
Tips on how to sell more. What's up, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, it's Wednesday. We're going to talk about sales. We're going to talk about sales because, as you know, if you want to build a sustainable business, you got to be working on sales about 80% of the time until you get to the desired income goal. So if your goal is to become a millionaire, for example, you can't not slow down with sales until you get to the $1 million mark. And not slowing down does not mean just, you know, 30 minutes at nighttime before you go to bed to send an email or two. I'm talking about making sales the primary way that you spend your time at work, all right? So the first point today is to remind yourself why your product is great. Listen, I've coached a lot of people, and there's a lot of people that believe in themselves, which is awesome. Good for you. If that's you, you should believe in yourself. But the problem is that when they get on the phone with someone, and the someone, the prospect, tells them, hey, I don't think this is a great fit for me, the first reaction that they have is, oh my gosh, let me see why that's the case. Let me see why my product is not good for them. And they start believing the prospect. They start believing the prospect when they tell them that their product, their own product, is not a good fit for the prospect. And that's a huge problem. In order for you to stop believing what the prospect is telling you, you need to get sold on your product every single day. All right. And I know it seems crazy because if you own a business like I do and I own my marketing agency, you know, I know my product inside out. I've been selling it for years. But yet, I need to wake up every morning and remind myself of every single opportunity that was not looking that great, let's say, and that actually turned it around to make a profit for my clients. I open my accounts and say, oh my gosh, my client sold $350,000 last month. Oh, my other client went from zero to 50K in a matter of 60 days. See, like when you start doing this as an exercise every single day and reminding yourself of your wins, if someone comes to you and it says, well, you know, I don't think that your service is a good fit for what I need, right away, the first thought that you have in your mind is, let me show you why it is. You're going to sound a lot more confident, and sales is just a transfer of emotions. If you are afraid that your product is not good, guess what's going to happen? Your prospect will believe you. If you sound like you're absolutely 150% sure that what you have will work for them, sooner rather than later, they will start believing you. All right. Point number two, you got to gamify rejection, guys. This is a very, very important point. I got amazing people, amazing entrepreneurs that have done my coaching classes and my coaching courses. They have a lot of confidence, but when they get rejected, they take it personally. Guys, don't forget that nobody cares about you. I'm sorry if I sound, you know, rude in a way, but it's true. Nobody cares about you. They're not saying no to you. They're saying no to the opportunity. They are saying no because they may feel like they don't have enough money. They may say no because it's in human nature to just reject change. People don't like the change. They may not be comfortable in their current situation, but guess what's also more uncomfortable? It's to invest $2,000, but even $50 on anything, right? Because people don't want to waste resources or look like they've made a bad choice. For that reason, the very first reaction that 99.9% people have is no. Even if they will buy down the road. As a matter of fact, before you get a yes, you will have to endure past five or six no's on average. So every single time you get rejected, you should rewire your brain to take that almost as a compliment, all right? Or maybe not as a compliment, but just as a game. Gamify it. Say, okay, let me see how many no's I can overcome before they say yes. And you keep on going and you keep on going. Do that for an extended period of time. Not only you get better at sales, but you will also enjoy the process of getting that sale. Point number three, you gotta practice with your peers. I always, always, always tell my clients to practice on a daily basis. We say, you know, if you are a professional football player or a professional anything player, you don't practice on the field when it's game time. You practice outside of the game, before the game, with your peers, and you do what we call deliberate practice. Basically, you do something to get better at one specific section of your pitch or one specific sentence. You work that, you master that over and over again. You practice with your peers. When your peers say, hey, man, you sound awesome, there's only one thing that you got to change, and then you change that and you keep on doing it day in and day out. And when it's go time and you're playing, you know, the game with your prospect on the phone, you're on the ball, you know what to say, you know how you're sounding, and you'll get a lot more sales. Point number four, you got to read sales books. I can't believe how many people call themselves professional salespeople or entrepreneurs, and they've never read a single sales book. And some entrepreneurs say, well, you know, I'm not the type of salesperson. But, you know, newsflash, an entrepreneur is the ultimate type of salesperson. They're selling their idea to the world. So sales is not only picking up the phone and pitching someone. Sales is selling your clients on why they should buy your product when they walk in your store. Sales is convincing other businesses to partner up with you so that you guys can grow together. There are so many different ways to sell, but reading sales books is the ultimate way for you to learn from people's past mistakes and experiences. There's amazing types of books. If you don't like Grant Cardone, you can read Brian Tracy. If you don't like Brian Tracy, there's a ton of other books out there. Find the one that fits your sales style and start mastering those books. Start reading them day in and day out. Actually, I don't suggest just reading it once. I want you to read it once, understand it, and read it over and over and over again. Because every single time that you read it, you will understand it a bit better and you will be able to implement those sales skills in your pitch, during your demonstrations, during the close, so that again, you don't sound like you're kind of lost, you know, in the jungle. You know where you're going. You get that sale. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.